It's a familiar plot in the publishing industry. Young writer makes celebrated debut, then fades away with his or her second or third book. That's why book critic Maureen Corrigan is especially excited about new books by Judy Budnitz and Jennifer Haig, which Maureen says break the curse of the follow-up book. She reviews Budnitz's third book, a short story collection called Nice Big American Baby, and Haig's second novel, Baker Towers.
At a party this past weekend, someone asked me whether I had discovered any good new writers lately. Usually that question sends me into brain lock. There are so many new books, so many new writers, and every one of them is hyped as being the next literary phenom. But for once, I didn't dodge or dither in answer to that question, because I've belatedly discovered two terrific young writers whose first books were both award winners and whose newest ones just might deserve that most hackneyed of publishing accolades. Each in their own way showcases an original new voice. Judy Budnitz is a certified oddball. Her short stories, which have appeared in The New Yorker and were published in a debut collection called Flying Leap, have been characterized as contemporary fairy tales, riffs on the Gothic, and surrealist political allegories. Not usually my cup of tea, but I like her writing a lot. Her new short story collection sports the buoyantly loony title Nice Big American Baby, and it contains 12 stories that warily circle around themes of caretaking, parenthood, and babies, genuine babies or adults who just act like them. In the lead-off story, Where We Came From, a pregnant woman from, I guess, Mexico, the story doesn't specify, wants to time her illegal crossing of the border just right so that her baby will be born an American citizen. But she keeps getting caught by the border police and transported back to her own country, again and again, for 4 years. During all that time, she delays giving birth, carrying what she's sure is a baby boy, until, as Budnitz says, he fills her completely. His arms fill her arms. His legs fill her legs. She is a mere skin covering him, like an insect's carapace, soon to be flaked off and shucked away. The way this story veers off into fantasy without losing any of its emotional claims on the reader speaks to Budnitz's distinctive power as a writer. But unlike other innovative works of fiction, Budnitz's stories are not so caught up in their own private code that a reader reaches the end and asks, "What was that all about?" In tone and technique, Budnitz's collection reminds me a lot of John Cheever's classic and reader-friendly fantasy about suburbia gone sour, The Swimmer. In fact, maybe it's no coincidence that lots of Budnitz's characters here take life-altering dunks in rivers, toilet bowls, and yes, swimming pools. Like I've said, Budnitz is weird, but engagingly so. As a writer, she herself never swims so far out that we readers drown in her wake. In contrast to Budnitz's bizarro world excursions, Jennifer Haig stakes out the territory of the mundane. Her voice and worldview are striking because of their calm assurance of authenticity. Haig's first novel, Mrs. Kimball, won the Penn Hemingway Award when it was published in 2003. Now she's brought out her second book, called Baker Towers, which is a multi-generational story set in the coal mining company town of Bakerton, Pennsylvania, during and after World War II. Haig's grandfather was a coal miner, which explains some of the sense of lived experience in this novel, but the rest is a tribute to Haig's sympathetic imagination. Haig narrates the story of the Polish-American Novak family in a retrospective voice, hopping jaggedly over years in a way that a smooth 19th-century narrator of historical fiction never would. There are 5 Novak kids here who live through what you'd pretty much expect they'd live through. One son goes off to serve in the Navy in World War II. A daughter joins the female army of file clerks quartered in Washington, D.C., Everybody tries to avoid working in the coal mines until about the 1970s, when the mines themselves begin to vanish. One reason why cataclysmic events rarely touch the characters is because Haig is attuned to the fact that the Novaks, like most ordinary people, can't heroically surmount the limitations of their environment. describing a high school teacher's concern for Joyce Novak, who's the smartest and most intellectually curious of the kids, Haig writes, "Someone, Miss Peel felt, ought to offer the girl some guidance. But guide her toward what exactly, Miss Peel couldn't imagine." All is not melancholy and gray in Bakerton, however. Haig's novel is enlivened by the rueful humor possessed by many of her characters. One of Joyce's suitors, for instance, resents her pious devotion to her dead parents, whom she imagines watching her from heaven. The suitor reflects that this was the problem with Catholics. Nobody ever died. I quoted that line out loud at the aforementioned party I attended this weekend, and everyone, non-Catholic, Catholic, and recovering, laughed in recognition. Haig's path to the truth in her fiction may not be as innovative as Budnitz's, but she gets there all the same.
Maureen Corrigan teaches literature at Georgetown University. She reviewed Nice Big American Baby by Judy Budnitz and Baker Towers by Jennifer Haig.